You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The beginning of the season to teams that are in the playoff.
Quality else.
Also, Kevin, just for the record, were you looking for that Herb Street quote? Because I've got it.
All right, so I was not looking for that quote. Now I'm looking to see what year the Liberty Bowl started, because it is the Liberty Bowl is one of the oldest bowl games.
It started in Philly, so you got to go find that.
It's the oldest bowl games ever. Like, you don't need to.
What was that thing? I thought we needed to use like continuous, like, because some bowl games have started and stopped, but like if you start doing like the bowl games that have never paused, like we are way up there.
For the record, as I speak directly to Jeffrey's wife on here to the camera, I'm not confused. I do think people will be confused because people confuse Memphis and Nashville
already.
Many
other people are confused. I am not saying I'm confused.
No, I'm saying I don't think it should be allowed.
Trump, keep going. You're rolling.
It should not be. It should not be allowed to use a word from another bowl. This is how many bowl games we got. We got too many bowl games.
Well, some of them might be going away because we don't have teams.
Literally. You shouldn't be allowed to use a word from another bowl game in your, even if it's the sponsor name. But like Nashville now has Liberty in their bowl game. That is Memphis's. We own the right to that. I'm just upset about it. I think it does cause confusion, but not by me. I'm not going to be confused.
Course, yeah. Many other people.
I know. Give me Liberty Mutual.
Yes.
The Liberty Mutual. Anyway, back on track. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
We do that here.
We've lost track.
Yeah, that's what we usually do.
Notre Dame now declining a bowl game, Jeffrey. What are your thoughts on that? Notre Dame, not the only one. Other schools have declined to participate. Iowa State getting fined because they don't want to play in a bowl game this
year. Iowa State and K-State, they're both going to be working with new coaching staffs, so they're going to pay a $500,000 fine. I'm fine with that because there's a consequence. Notre Dame, just admit it, you're butthurt. Like, you're butthurt and you have the right. Like, there's no conference that's going to fine you.
I mean, they did do Notre Dame dirty by saying, you're in it, you're in it, you're in it. Well, you're not in it. I'm never going to be the one to come on the radio and defend Notre Dame. Your company tomorrow can do that.
I mean, I think with Notre Dame, the problem is they believe that, and listen.
But I'm also not going to defend bowl games, and I don't think it makes any sense for Notre Dame to make you, like, parade you out after being, quite frankly, embarrassed by the committee.
Well, and probably on a bowl game that's going to be owned by ESPN.
Right.
That you also believe is
money reasons they don't want to.
Well, they're basically saying, like, why should we help ESPN, who, in the end, they own this playoff, and they're the ones that came up with the format that's screwing us. Why would we go and show up to their bowl game and give them free TV revenue? Like, that's, but they are taking their ball and going home. Like, that is true.
I don't think it is. They're just not going to a bowl game. Like, if
their coach is going
to
be back.
It's like declining an NIT invitation. You have to play in the NIT? Like, you have to play, like.
I think you should at the same time. It's not like.
But sometimes you don't want to.
Right. That's also you're kind of in your field.
Like, I think the rules of the landscape has changed. Like, there's an actual playoff in college football now. These bowl games are just...
Well, this is why I've always hated expansion. The more playoff you have, the less...
Do you think there should be more teams in the playoffs after this controversy or less?
No, because I feel like, I love it.
I think this is the right number.
I think 12 is the right number.
Because otherwise we're debating, like, who's in that 15, 16, right? We're debating teams that you don't care about.
My thing is, I think what's going to happen is there's going to be years like last year, and there's going to be years like this year. Last year, we didn't quite have enough to fill out 12 teams. So we had to start picking through... We had to start picking through some undeserved, and you wind up with SMU in there. So be it. This year, we round up in a situation where there was realistically, I would include Vandy, Texas, Notre Dame, Miami, Alabama. That's who we're kind of sorting it out. And yeah, we have more on the outside looking in than whatnot, but it's not going to be like that every single year. I think this number rocks because in the end, making this is a significant achievement, and we are still keeping it exclusive enough to where it is significant, and we're also still inviting the whole sport to play.
Right.
In the end, don't lose both games, Notre Dame. You had a path.
Oh, no, I don't think they should be in the playoffs, but also I think they have the right.
If your holder catches the snap, you're probably playing for a top four or whatever.
They thought
five
they were going to be playing in the college football playoffs, and then somebody said, no, come play in front of a guy dressed as a Pop-Tart.
Right.
Like, I think
that's awesome.
I love the Pop-Tart Bowl.
I was about to say, the Pop-Tart Bowl is...
He also then goes into a toaster.
It's a joke.
He then goes into a toaster and comes out as a real Pop-Tart.
It's my favorite...
It's magic.
It's my favorite bowl game. Sorry.
Did you hear me say a
Harold
giant
Grader and everybody,
Pop-Tart?
My favorite bowl game
it's
is...
It's like 8 feet long.
I'm not arguing it's not my favorite one, but
It actually looks toasted.
You're telling somebody you're going to play for the championship, and then you're going to be playing in front of people dressed as Pop-Tarts. It's a joke.
Or maybe this is true. Maybe BYU is going to show up for that game, and maybe like your guys are kind of
I mean, you can
not into it, and maybe you just don't want to go take that L again.
And to what you're saying is why most of the time the teams do not do what they are doing. You show up and you destroy.
Yeah.
You beat the devil out of your opponent, and you prove that we should have been there.
Mm-hmm.
But like...
That was the Alabama Citrus Bowl method.
Right, but like...
When you get Alabama in a Citrus Bowl after like they lost like two or three down the stretch, and Saban was like offering up positions for next year... It's like, oh, here comes Michigan State. It's like, oh, late 38.
I don't think it's fair to tell Notre Dame that they're taking their ball and going on. Like, it's over. The season is over. This is a Pop-Tarts Bowl we're talking about here. They've been playing all year. So finally we get the opportunity to see the Pop-Tarts go through that oven live. Like, that's not what they're doing. Like, that's not what it's about. So
you agree.
You don't have to play.
Right, but if they were invited to play next week, their season wouldn't be over.
If they were invited to play in the college football playoffs,
correct,
they would have a chance. They'd be playing for something.
Right.
They're not playing for anything in the Pop-Tarts
Bowl. The only thing that arbitrarily ended the season is us saying that the playoff is different than every other postseason game, which by definition is not supposed to be true because guess what the next round of playoff games are going to be? Bowl games.
I had never thought in a million years, especially on this Monday, that I'd be coming here defending Notre Dame. But that is what they do. Not deserve to be in
Daniel
the playoffs
Jones on Friday. It's weird. Life's upside down.
They do deserve to be. They do deserve to be in the Pop-Tarts Bowl. But how is the Pop-Tarts Bowl BYU? Is it the biggest non-big bowl game? Is the Pop-Tarts Bowl
it's
now?
It's tied.
Like how is Notre?
Because everything else is like tied in.
Notre Dame, the
I believe
biggest
no SEC,
bowl out
no
is
SEC
the Pop-Tart
and Big Ten
bowl?
Teams opted out, right?
As
I think,
shoot, no. If anything, extra SEC teams had to opt in. I mean, Mississippi State got a bowl game this year.
Yeah,
what? Oh, because they were going after, they were inviting all these 5 and 7 teams, which declined for other reasons.
Some teams had already sent their teams home.
Right. But okay. Last thing, I know we're past for a break, but should Notre Dame join a conference? Will that solve anything if Notre Dame joins a conference? Is this a way to force them to say if you were in the ACC, you would be the champion, you would be in the playoffs?
I think it's true. I also don't think it's going to matter to them. Like if
they're
anything,
they're not. They're going to continue to do what they want to do.
Correct. Right. They're going to see this. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the list. Also, CJ Herrick going to join us during hour number two. Stick around. You're listening to Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Add some sparkle to your holidays with Robert Irwin Jewelers. Whether you're celebrating one of life's biggest milestones, like an engagement, or simply trying to make the holidays unforgettable, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect gift for you and your loved ones. Some of the top holiday picks include the tennis bracelets. It's one of the hottest gifts of the season. You get a stunning 3-carat lab-grown diamond tennis bracelet for just $11.99, but hurry on in because it's only for a limited time and while supplies last. Also, right now, you will get a free pair of matching diamond stud earrings with the purchase of that tennis bracelet. They also have diamond necklaces. You can dazzle her and light up the room with a 10-carat lab-grown diamond tennis necklace. Brilliant, timeless, and sparkling end-to-end, and priced to impress at only $39.99. Of course, Christmas time is a big engagement time, so you can choose from lots of engagement ring options at Robert Irwin Jewelers, including hidden halos, 3-stone diamond designs, classic solitaires, whatever your style, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect ring for you. Or you can do what I did, which is customize and build your never-worn-before engagement ring at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can also do so with confidence with a meant-to-be guarantee. That means that for any reason you're unhappy with your purchase, you have a full 365 days to return the ring, full purchase price, no questions asked. You can also shop now and pay later with 12 months interest-free financing, or you can take up to 16 months to pay at a low APR. Robert Irwin Jewelers is open now on Sundays throughout Christmas, so you can visit any of their five locations or shop online at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, all at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Let's get into the list. Netflix. All right, Kevin, so I know you've thought a lot about this. So on Friday, one of the worst-kept entertainment secrets is that Netflix and Warner Brothers finally came to an agreement price for Netflix to buy out Warner Brothers. This is what David Zaslav basically had been setting up for a couple of years now. I mean, there are some people that will say part of the decision not to renew the NBA stems back from thinking this could hurt the possibility of the sale, because the sale price would obviously have gone up. Maybe Netflix didn't want that on the books. But now, the other development, which I also, I think, saw late last week, it appears that the new heads of Paramount, the Ellison family, which is Oracle, they apparently are buying quarterbacks for Michigan and trying to buy up content for Paramount, Paramount Plus. Well, the Ellison the Younger has said, well, we went in and we made a better offer than Netflix did. They did not accept it. So we're thinking about just going and doing a hostile takeover, offering $30 a share and going straight to the, essentially going straight to the market and buying up the stock and making the stockholders say, you have to take this. So you said you had had opinions of who you would be rooting for one way or the other. How do you kind of see this whole deal going down?
Well, I really don't know who I don't want Paramount. I'll tell you that. But the
Let's go there. I'm not saying I disagree, but why?
Well, I mean, because it's just too much in under one umbrella as far as WB movies, Paramount movies. Let's try to keep that a separate movie entities separated from news wise. You have CNN, CBS. Let's keep those separate. Like Netflix, at least they don't have a news operation yep. yet, so they would be acquiring that. We don't know what they would do with it. And obviously, I think it hurts the HBO in general is not very is not benefited by either one of these of deals because also the Netflix. It's every way you look at it, like Netflix and HBO merging, like it's Prestige TV and Prestige TV. What Netflix tried to be Prestige TV for yeah. a minute. HBO definitely is still like the two most prestigious television drama channels would be one. And that would be bad. So I don't like any of them. But from a news perspective, it would be better for Netflix to get it. From a sports perspective, it's better for Netflix because Netflix is dabbling in sports, as we know. But what will they do if they have the resources and the history and the talent that they would get with Turner Sports, if that's how much that's involved in his acquisition, versus CBS Sports is a thing already. CBS doesn't – they would just kill off Turner Sports. And –
Or they would keep the parts that they would view,
but they would make it CBS. Like it would, yeah. it would all be under. It would just be too much of this absorption. So yes, Netflix is worse for the movie and the scripted TV side if that happened. But sports wise and news side, Netflix, there's some potential of something there. While I think of the CBS, I don't see it. I guess movie theaters would be possibly still in better. Hope because I mean Paramount's out here, you know, would they guarantee more movies to the movie theaters and stuff like that? How much does Netflix not want the movie theaters to work versus do is a question.
Well, and I think also like we don't even know like
I don't like either one of them as buyers.
Well, it's like how much will any of these? So like sometimes you can buy companies and you let them essentially run and you just put them on your balance sheet to take extra profits,
right?
But it's like how much of that's actually going to happen? I have no idea. Like no one will know.
Right, we don't. So I'm not happy about the Netflix one, but I think Netflix is slightly better than the Paramount because at least Netflix would control this movie operation themselves versus one giant one is also bad for the movie industry too. We keep having giant ones and keep merging, right? But I could they spin it off the movie? Who knows? But I know just from the sports and information, like I want to get accurate information from news outlets. So the more you have, the more information that's being presented and being reported on. So from that perspective, I like the Netflix deal. And from sports, the same way. I want to get my sports from – I like how Turner presents their sports. I like how CBS does it too. But like we wouldn't be able to tell the difference if they were all one to begin with and there was no difference. So from those perspective, I like the idea of Netflix – Netflix would really get into the game for sports.
I guess the question, and maybe Finance Bros will tell me what an idiot I am, which is fine. I've never been clear on, yes, Turner is not doing as well as Disney, but it's not like Turner is a, this is not Lehman Brothers at the 11th hour and someone needs to come and rescue them. They are still a solvent company. Why have we just decided that now in today's era, it's like, well, once you become like a mid-sized business, you have to just be consumed and you have to be acquired by another company with more money, and that's better for everyone. No one's ever answered that question. Why is this better for everyone? It seems to me that it's better for like the executives that are clearly going to get rich off this deal, but how is this better for the consumer?
I mean, I don't think it will be. I mean, you want to pay $30 a month for Netflix now because they're going to absorb HBO Max, or will they refuse to even bundle? You know, who knows? Because Netflix is the one streaming service that does not play by the modern games of these other streaming services. You know, they don't offer discounts and in any way, and they don't do any type of bundles. Like, Netflix is not really consumer-friendly on that end anymore. As you said, they were the original crackdown in the passwords. Because HBO used to be back in the day, I remember vividly, because it was a very strong point from the old CEO of HBO, the president of HBO, was he didn't care if you shared the password. Like, if you use your parents' passwords, that's great, because eventually you were going to become the parent and you will subscribe and your kid will do it and you'll pass it on. Like, it's a generational thing. Like, you get hooked to the product by using the password and then eventually you will pay for it. So the more fans of HBO, the better, right? But then everybody else jumped on Netflix's crackdown on password sharing.
So I think what happened was Netflix cracked down. Netflix was actually, I guess where I will give Netflix credit, this is clearly a conversation that all of these subscriber services were having, and Netflix was the one that said, we're going to be the ones to go and crack down first. And then what happened was their revenue in the first quarter went through, like, you know, 80% higher than even expectations were, and their stock price went up, and then everybody's like, oh, guess we got to crack down on the passwords.
Well, look, I'm still coasting through. I still have not subscribed since losing my Netflix access out of spite. And I know we're going. And I'm watching Stranger Things. That's I'm watching Stranger Things.
Uh huh. How?
Supreme East.
We'll talk. We can talk offline.
They can crack down on that password.
I'm making it happen. It's a great season, Stranger Things, by the way. You should catch up if you're...
The only reason I'm happy that it's back is Stranger Things brought back Citrus Cooler.
That's the only reason.
Like, literally, it's not even like that I'm against Stranger Things. It's
did
like,
you give up on it? Or you not watch
no, it? I never started.
You never started?
And it was, like, classic, like, because I didn't start...
You watch so much stuff, but...
I know, but, like, that's the other thing. It's, like, that's something that my wife's not going to be into.
All right, I'm noting this for Writer Than Right Trivia. Jeffrey knows nothing about Stranger Things.
I know Millie Bobby Brown and whatever, David Harbour, like, aren't they feuding right now?
We don't know for sure.
Yeah, that's about it.
We don't know for sure. I'm trying.
And then
I know that
they partnered with Gatorade to re-release Citrus Cooler, which reminds me every single time that there's ever some stupid promo that brings back Citrus Cooler. Why did it ever leave in the first place?
It may not.
It is the best Gatorade flavor. Second to none.
All right.
And then you started to hear like rumors, well, it was Jordan's favorite. So like maybe in his basement in Miami or wherever his golf course is in Florida, like he has 8 billion cases of Citrus Cooler and he's trying to like hold it to make sure no one else can have it.
So have you got one since it's back?
Oh yeah. Still goes.
And it works.
Oh yeah.
It's the one. All right.
Still goes. Red Zone. All right, boys. So I'm going to take a victory lap. When everyone was trying to tell us, when they started to have ads on Red Zone, that everyone's freaking out, I did say two things were true. Number one, the first thing that was true is everyone that was trying to blame ESPN, they were wrong. That was not an ESPN decision. ESPN doesn't even own Red Zone yet. They have an agreement in place to acquire Red Zone. They have no control over it whatsoever. So everyone that was trying to blame ESPN, you were wrong. Everyone that told me this was just going to be like one 15-second ad like every 2 hours, you're all wrong. Because they're now, like, you look up and it's like every 15 minutes they're bombarding you. And don't, like, my whole thing is it's always been a slippery slope. You give the commission inch, he's going to take 6 miles. And it's just going and going and going and going. Well, now, even yesterday, we can't even get the audio right. Like, I thought that my sound bar had blown because they flipped to, like, they tried to go to the game in Indy, and then just, it's like that stat. It literally sounds like when a speaker blows.
Right, yeah. That's the worst one. When you think it's your sound bar and you're trying to.
And so then my wife's telling me, well, Twitter's saying that it's actually not the sound bar. It's Red Zone.
Oh, your wife's your official Twitter correspondent.
Correct. She's the one that's having to keep
me. Checking on the X.
Well, she I guess because she got annoyed at
the
sound.
What's going on with everything on that app? Yeah.
Yeah, no, how's it going there? Like, what are people saying?
So look, I do not have Red Zone this season, so boycotting because of the ad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't want to do it.
But Hero.
They're doing traditional ads. They're just throwing it to commercial.
So what they're doing a lot of is, it's a lot of, you know, like when you'll be watching a game and then they'll do the back in 30 seconds.
Yes.
And it's not a full commercial break.
Oh, like the picture in picture.
It's a lot of that. But also what they're really starting to bombard, and you'll only notice it if you have the game on like the actual feed. So say, for instance, yesterday you were watching Bengals and Bills on Fox, which that's another thing that's still driving me insane.
That's a CBS game.
That is a CBS game through and through.
Right.
And I was happy to have Joe Davis. I was happy to have Greg Olson.
Stuck in some of those old school. It's like the it's the opposite of college football where like in a little bit. But
well,
like
no, it's like college football's gone even more back to that. Like, this is an ESPN game. This is an ABC game.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, whereas now it's like in the NFL, who knows? You got two AFC teams playing in a marquee spot. You'd think that should be the CBS game. Should absolutely be. Not. That's a Fox
game.
I
don't know how that happened. How did that happen?
I think what happened is Fox and CBS were like, hey, if you want us to start keep paying these insane fees, we've got to get rid of. Because it used to be you bidded on the conference package.
Right.
So you either had the AFC package or you had
the packages, though.
They have it for the playoffs.
Mm.
And so basically what they were doing is like, you've got to help us out. And then NBC and ESPN came in like, wait. Like, we still want big games too. And so basically it's kind of operating like how big games do for the Big Ten, where I don't know if necessarily they're having a draft, but what's happening is they're giving big games to networks that the game shouldn't be on to like try and satisfy all parties. Because they gave them probably way too much money.
It's making you very angry.
Correct.
You're opposite of satisfied.
Some things have to be sacred. Two AFC teams playing at noon have to be on CBS. Like, that's just, that should be law.
Well, I was hoping that they would try to innovate with commercials, because that is one thing, at least streaming apps we've seen. I love the countdown clock, at least, if you're getting ads, so you know how much time you got exactly before, you know, you're going back. Or the picture-in-picture type of, like, because I think those things keep people's attention and keep people from changing the channel and getting away when it's the partial ad or you have the clock and you know what you're dealing with for the commercial. And I think they're more effective commercials.
Well, I'm so woke on this now that I'm actually wondering if it's an inside job. The NFL, I don't think, actually wants you to watch Red Zone. In the end, what the NFL cares about the most is they want you to pay for every single game. Now, some people will yell, well, you do get Red Zone with Sunday Ticket. Yes, but there are other ways to get Red Zone without buying Sunday Ticket. And what I'm convinced is they just want you to buy Sunday Ticket, and they're now slowly but surely, incrementally, making it to where it's annoying to watch Red Zone. And that brings me to my next rant and complaint.
Okay, it's her.
Boys, we have to collectively come together as a society, right, left, don't care, independent, religious, whatever, wherever you are. I think we can all agree on this one thing. The State Farm ad with Meghan Trainor and Patrick Mahomes is awful.
Get it out of here. I'm tired of
it. Who is it for? Nobody comes off looking good. Like, if I'm Meghan Trainor's PR people, like, maybe she's like, well, she got $5 million. It's like, okay, fine, so be it. But it doesn't make her look good.
She wants a Chiefs bump.
Like
if you're a pop star, association with the Chiefs.
There's no way. There's no way this thing. The only person that I can see signing off on it is the actor that plays Jake,
because he's just he basically is
not
us.
Jake. That's his real name, right? No, it's not his real name.
I think his real name is like Chris.
No, it's not.
There's a there's a
don't spoil. I don't need you to tell me wrestlers' real names. I don't want to know.
There's a great Charles Barkley. Barkley met him at like one of those.
His name's Kevin. Actually.
Kevin, I was gonna say. Barkley met him at one of like the golf Vegas things, like the match in State Farm. Yeah. Like had a big stake in it, and he's like, "Yeah, I met him last night. His name's not Jake." And they're like, Ernie's like, "Yeah, he's an actor." Like, did you? Ernie was very like,
what's
honestly
like a spokesperson?
Well, he's like, did you think he was like just an insurance agent that like won a contest?
I don't want to know Flo's real name. I don't want to know the real name. I want these. Mr. Clean's real name is Mr. Clean, right?
I don't think Mr. Clean's a real person.
What? Someone eventually sat. I mean, my thing is though, can we just do away with that? Like that ad is awful.
We can't. Can I put Nick Saban on the list?
Yes, you may.
Let's put Nick Saban on the list. All right, in the past half hour, the Memphis Tigers have released a quote from Nick Saban about the new Memphis head coach. So you want to hear what Saban has to say? He says, "I couldn't be happier for Charles and his family for him to take over at Memphis. Charles did a great job for us at Alabama and did a great job at Marshall and Southern Mississippi as well. I always wanted our coaches to grow and advance in the profession, and Charles has worked very hard to earn this opportunity. He puts his players in situations where they'll be successful, and they love playing for him. I'm confident the Memphis community will love him just as much. I wish him the best." Nick Saban.
I mean, he's apparently putting coaches throughout the country again.
Yeah.
I mean, he's just placing coaches. He's apparently a shadow agent.
The coaching tree has made its way to Memphis.
So that, again, is Nick Saban about the new Memphis head coach. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, CJ Hurt joins the program next. Let's see if he's into the State Farm commercial. We'll also get his thoughts on the Grizzlies. We'll do that when we come back right here on Jeff Wright & Company, 92.9 FM.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
ESPN. All right, Kevin, working on getting CJ on the phone. There were so two other notes that I wanted to get from TV Timeout and share with you. Number one, I don't know how many people actually watched the American Championship game on Friday night, but that was the crispest, cleanest picture I have ever seen of a artist formerly known as the AAC conference game on television. Right. They sent the best of the best trucks. I mean, it looked like big game. And then on top of that, it was a great uniform game. When Tulane wears those powder blues, baby blues, whatever they call them, Carolina blues, I have no idea. And then we had North Texas in the all whites, although I do have a bone to pick with Drew Mestemaker. You cannot wear the all white uniform and then have like the black cleats. Like, you look so slow. Like, I was convinced he just looked entirely too slow. Not a good look when you're going with the all whites, but I did think that was a great uniform game. And then there's another topic that's just near and dear to
you. Need to be a fashion coach, assistant
coach. It's more
coach.
Of a uniform coach. It's less fashion, so, but it's more of like, it's more of like, look in the mirror, son. Like, you got to take.
The uniform coordinator for an SEC school. Like, you got it right there.
Correct. The other thing that you and I need to talk about.
All right.
There's one last time.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Programming note. John Cena's final match is this coming weekend.
The last time is now.
The last time is now. John Cena versus Gunther is happening, where Gunther is promising that, you know, John Cena always says never give up, but Gunther is saying that John Cena will give up.
Yes, yes, Gunther.
On Saturday. The same guy who was the winner in Goldberg's last match earlier this year, right? That was this year. I don't know. Goldberg was not happy with it, but...
That was in the spring. What was that? It was like a Saturday night's random main event, and like, remember they cut the match short or something? Like, yeah. He was given the speech, and then they remember
they
the speech?
Cut Goldberg's speech. Yeah. Off, yes.
But I think it was a Saturday night's main event.
So the same guy who retired Goldberg is probably retiring John Cena on Saturday. But Cena, I mean, it's for real. Like, as far as wrestling retirements go, John Cena, he says he's done. I'm sure we'll see 1 to 3 more John Cena matches probably in our lifetime at least, but. Like, as far as a regular wrestler, he says he's done. It's going to happen. But, I mean, even Shawn Michaels came back for some Saudi money. So, never say never in wrestling, but it's a big deal. It's going to be a send-off like we haven't seen. They've been hyping it all year, that Coach K retirement tour,
yep.
Kobe retirement tour type of fashion. Yes. For
we thought it was
going to
be Chris Paul retirement tour, but that's not going well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, poor Chris Paul. Yeah, you don't want your retirement door to go that way. To announce
correct.
Your retirement, and then they send you home.
Correct, in the middle of the night.
Oh, that's terrible. But, no, Cena, it hasn't been the best retirement by any means, but the end is what matters, and the end is near, and the end is happening Saturday. So Peacock, if you're a Peacock subscriber, you know, I always recommend, it's too late now, forget the Black Friday special, but I'm re-upped again for my Peacock, so.
Is there any other wrestling reason now for Peacock? What is it? Just Saturday night's main events?
There's not much for wrestling, no.
Because what is their deal with? So Raw would be Netflix. So what's their deal with SmackDown? When can they put SmackDown?
Well, this is also my concern about a Netflix. The one sports problem with the Netflix, a WB idea is like, what does that mean for AEW?
Yep.
Which is the closest competition to WWE, the number two wrestling promotion in the country, is on TNT and TBS and streaming on HBO Max. Netflix now has a deal with WWE. So if they come together, what does that mean for AEW? You think the lesser of the two would be the one that got bumped out, but would they be bought out of the contracts? Would they finish out their contracts? And if that's the case, do they want to pay less for it? Because AEW costs less, so sometimes
right.
It could be a budget decision to keep the the lower level competition.
Well, and then once upon a time, isn't this what expedited the end of WCW? Was when Turner sold to Time Warner.
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Time Warner was like, we don't, because Ted Turner viewed wrestling as a passion project. He loved wrestling because he's like a Southerner. Yeah, he loved wrestling.
And it worked. I mean, it helped build TBS. It helped build cable television. Professional wrestling is a big deal. And Turner believed in it. He liked it, and he was always going to have it. But once he didn't have the control, that decision.
Right. And then Time Warner's like, look at all these salaries. Like, we don't want these on our books and so whatnot. Yeah. It's like, you got to think that this isn't.
No, without a doubt. That the AOL Time Warner played a big part in the death of WCW. So you're always concerned on that. From a wrestling perspective, that is also bad. Like, I just don't like any of these possible selling points here for Warner Brothers, but we'll see the developments today, very interesting with Paramount, but for wrestling, it could be bad, or it could be, you know, there's all this scuttlebutt that Netflix, ESPN is not happy. You know, I see a lot of stuff that ESPN is not happy with their current deal with WWE. I don't think it's getting as much, new customers as they thought they'd be getting on this app. But I mean, again, it's all rumors. It's all rumors out there.
It's almost like maybe the best deal ever in wrestling was the original WWE Network.
Sure, but if you can have somebody else pay you, I mean, WWE.
I'll say
right now, but
there are so many things that you can say in the negative about Vince McMahon.
Yes.
And most of them are true. But he also did fundamentally understand this is a product that families should want to come to, and it needs to be accessible.
Yes, 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 yes. No, and you do wonder if that's going to impact. Like, WWE finally gets accepted. They're on Netflix and on ESPN. Will they botch that opportunity?
Well, it's just they run into the same issue that we're seeing. Like, let's use it locally at the NBA level.
Right.
Okay. You now have more and more billionaires buying into the league. Okay, I'm not saying that that's fundamentally a bad thing. I'm not anti-capitalism. But what has also happened is a lot of these teams where we're not predicated on maximizing every single ticket dollar, they're now looking over at the revenue that all these other teams that, excuse me, were bought at outrageous prices, and they're having to recoup their investment. So they're jacking up their ticket prices. Well, then everybody else starts looking at, well, look at how much money they're charging for their tickets. We got to bump ours up. Okay. Well, now all of a sudden it's like, compared to like 10 years ago, you're paying like 2.5 times for tickets what you once did. And everyone's like, where are the people? It's like, I don't know.
That, and yeah, I mean, to your point, and I could see capitalism, you know, working in this free market economy that we're in and raising the ticket prices, but
it's more of optimization than anything.
What the issue is to me, and what I don't think that a lot of these executives understand, because they are in the higher percentile of themselves, is that you can still overcharge for the nicest stuff, but you got to have a good point of entry for the cheaper stuff. And I think there's not the cheaper stuff. I think it matters if you're at FedEx Forum and there's some cheaper stuff available at the top, at least, right? There needs to be WWE event that you could go to, that you could afford to go to. Even if you have to sit at the top, you could still afford to go to. So if you're charging crazy amounts for the best seats in the house, fine, because the people will pay for that. You'll find people to pay for that. But they're not going to pay a lot to sit at the top because they can't afford that. So, like, we still need to have...
Well, especially when you're also asking said people to buy your app or buy whoever your partner is, and now they're spending all this other money in addition to their tickets, because now it's like, well, I'm already spending money on this so I can watch it. Why would I spend the more money to go and see it in person?
Well, I mean, if you brought up like the Vince McMahon has a lot of issues, but one thing he always did was price tickets for WWE events to be affordable for the families, because it goes back to the password sharing philosophy that HBO had, was like, you have to look towards your next generation of customers that are coming through. And for wrestling, you got to get the youth. That's the big bulk of it, is the kids. You become hooked at it as a kid, and then you're still, for some reason, obsessed as an adult and probably need to see counseling about it. But you are, you know, you, you got to get the kids in. You got to get the families in. That's a big part of the business strategy. And if the kids aren't going, they're not getting wowed and amazed by the magic of what it is. It's like, what if they somehow priced kids out of Christmas, right? Like, what is that? Like, kids are the important thing about Christmas. That's the number one thing for Christmas. But you made Christmas where it was not affordable for people. Like, what are you talking about? There's got to be some affordability options there. And that is going to be a problem with wrestling. I just wonder, like, if there was a bill of goods sold, and, like, is that bubble going to burst because ESPN was banking on WWE saying, ooh, they have this many people that will subscribe to your service, and then did they get that many people to come over, or did they come over and they saw what the modern-day product was, or they didn't like what they've been seeing, and then they got out, you know? And then ESPN's looking like, well, oh, we just paid this much money for WWE, but you're doing John Cena's last match on Peacock,
right?
You know, on Saturday, NBC gets it, but we don't get it. That's the biggest event of wrestling this entire year is John Cena's last match. So when you're dealing with all of these different networks and trying to appease everybody, like you're saying with the NFL has to do, it's a hard juggling act, and the winners are never the viewer, the all consumer.
Right. All right, one other NFL topic. As, of course, the resident Swifty. How are you handling the fact that this might be the first time in your NFL fanship that you're not only not going to win the AFC, you're at this point, you are likely to probably miss the playoffs.
Well, I'm going to throw this at you. Do you think it's going to impact the ratings at all for the NFL? I don't think it will. Do you think Swifties are going to watch the Super Bowl, more likely to watch the Super Bowl still watch it, even though the Chiefs are not going to be there? I think they're aware of it. I think you've been made aware of, I bet they're more likely to watch the Super Bowl now than they would before, even if the Chiefs are not in it. Obviously, clearly, you're going to watch it if the Chiefs are in it. But
so clearly the impact of the Swifties on the NFL was...
Taylor Swift's birthday is this Saturday, by the way. We'll be having Swiftmas, Taylor Swift Christmas music bingo on Friday night. It goes.
By the way, how much do we think Taylor paid that girl to get the wedding location?
I don't. She had to buy the location.
Correct.
For that date.
Correct.
On the 13th. It's a great question. That's a great question.
I was thinking like $2.5 million.
She probably gave her a little more than she needed to.
It was enough to where the girl didn't even think about it. So
thinking, you would, especially if Taylor Swift came. Like, that's a story right there. You know.
Yeah, but like, what if he had the spot? I mean, it is also like kind of validating. It's like I had the spot booked that Taylor Swift wanted it. I've always thought some of the impact the Swifties had on the NFL was overstated because on the ratings in particular,
sure,
because the NFL was the first to go to the out of market rating system and everybody's numbers went up, but it's noticed like they clearly had a significant impact. I just don't know if it was ever like the phenomenon that we were led to believe. The NFL playoffs are always just going to be insane, so the numbers are still going to be fine. But yeah, I think they are going to lose their most significant draw
because they don't have Taylor performing at at halftime,
right?
You know? Like they had wanted. So that,
I mean, you're also reinserting the Patriots back into the picture, although it's a different Patriots. Mm-hmm. Like, but then like when you look at it the other ways, it's like some of the other issues are a lot of the. Like, it's not just no Chiefs. It's like, it's entirely possible we're not going to have the Ravens and Lamar. We're not going to have Joe Burrow and the Bengals.
Yeah.
It seems like the only ones in the AFC, like, that were pretty much, I think we can safely say, I don't think they're going to win the division, but I think Josh Allen and the Bills are going to be a part of the story. But, like, that's going to be a big part of it is the household names. On top of no Chiefs, it's just in general, the household names are not likely to be, at least in the AFC, a part of it.
It's definitely going to be a harder, it's going to feel different, right?
Yes.
It's going to feel different without the Chiefs there, which will be refreshing for some, but then we at least have one postseason where you get to see.
I wonder if there's going to be a lot
if it's better without them.
I kind of miss the Chiefs.
I know. What did you miss having them?
I think the fact also that they got.
People either love them or hate them. There's not much in between.
The fact that they also got beat in the Super Bowl the way that they did, I think a lot of people are going to realize, like, I kind of miss having him around. If you could tell me they're going to lose, people enjoy watching them lose.
At least we had America's team versus America's new team on Thanksgiving this year. So we at least got like had a big Chiefs game that mattered. But it even seems like Taylor's a little checked out.
I mean, I think they showed her once yesterday.
Security's concerns or what, but she's like, it's like that has completely died down. And if they don't make the postseason, which it seems like it's over, right? Like, it's like, will absence make the heart grow fonder for more, or will it just be like, the Swifties, are they done? Were they done? Well, you know, we didn't need this.
Their football era is over.
It was over. The era is over. This is a new era. There you go. The football era is coming to an end. Perfect. Yeah.
All right. When we come back, we tell your story next, right here on Jeff Wright and Company, 92.9 FM, ESPN. All right, boys. We've now figured out, according to 50 Cent, why he agreed to do an ABC News interview about Sean P. Diddy Combs. He said he learned that ABC News is one of the only stations they show in prison and they're allowed to watch. Therefore, he agreed to do the interview so that he knew Diddy would watch it. Did a whole interview just to troll Diddy in prison.
All right.
That's good stuff. Like, that's old school rap beef. Like, that's the stuff that we want.
Every time I hear anything about that whole story, I just realize I'm not hating good enough.
No, I'll see. 50's the best. I just love how much he does it. All right. I want to thank Kevin for being here. Of course, if you missed anything, it'll be up on the podcast shortly after the program ends. For George, for Kevin, this is Jeffrey saying thanks for listening. Keep listening. The Gabe Kuhn Show is coming up next.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.